Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Pretty much the next 6 months, nothing really happened. It was just a series of unconnected but semi-interesting or anecdotal moments that isn't really worth delving into.
But I'm confused. What happened? Like, everyone was hurt and in the infirmary? And...
Well, yeah, then there was just a bunch of small moments in our lives that I guess, if you'd like, I could spare the detail towards, but that's really not anything effectual to the story of the dying.
Well, I'm torn. I sort of want to still know why all these people are dead, but now I'm hooked on these characters. Maybe you could just tell a couple of the stories.
Well, there was this moment when Barty found a whole bunch of old tires and built a wagon.
Really?
Yes.
Director Tinsley?
Just a second. All these paper files.
Sir, you know you can computerize those.
I had some files on my computer, but there was a virus.
Sir, I need to talk to you about something.
Go.
Sir.
Alberta is taking care of it. He says that he's working on the virus.
Yeah, sir, that's the thing. I don't think that Alberta and Bartholomew are working right now.
I'd like the wind!
Do you not hear the commotion in the hallway outside of your office?
Yes, I do.
No breaks ever!
Yes, they are actually working on a prototype for a new Land Rover since someone destroyed the last one. Oh, look, there it goes now. Look at it, bank.
No hands.
Have they learned? Has no one learned? Has anyone learned? Alberta is still in a full body cast. How are we? How is this? This is not okay. You know what? Fine. Build your tire things. I'm gonna go.
Actually,
as head of security, it's not like I have any jurisdiction about what's safe.
Before you go, can you help me find Alberta's file actually here in this pile?
25 points if you get through the janitor's closet door. I made it. 25.
And yet, they remain in charge.
I'm sure it was just a minor crash.
Wow, that was a major crash.
Also, just press Alt Control Delete.
That's really cool, but how was Bartholomew driving a vehicle? I thought you said he broke his arm.
Arms, legs. What's it matter to you, Bob? This is about the development.
Well, it's just a pretty big difference, like breaking an arm versus breaking a leg.
So yeah, then there was also this time when we all went outside.
I, Do we really need to go for a picnic? Do we really need to step outside to enjoy food that we can just have in the cafeteria?
I'm actually with Miss Brass on this one. I concur 100%.
Mr. Bridges, I just don't really feel that comfortable going out to just enjoy the outside. A picnic, really? Can't we just enjoy food inside in the cafeteria without, you know, the various things that have murdered a lot of our crew?
Well, we do have a lovely cafeteria, I will say. Quite serviceable for a picnic. We can even put one of those blankets over one of the tables.
I don't want to sit inside at the cafeteria. That's where losers sit.
Inside, there are, you know, those tiger lion...
Wyans,
yeah. Thank you, that mauled that one team. There are giant worms that tried to eat us last time we were out there. And then there was that one team that got destroyed by acid rain.
Beatrice, knowing how you react to a fun and carefree personality like my own, you might find this hard to believe, but I'm actually suggesting this because I think it might be good for you. You might enjoy yourself.
And then there was that whole team that got mauled by grasshoppers.
I agree. Maybe this would be good for Beatrice to go out, and I'll just stay here and monitor communication.
And there was that random comet.
Beatrice, why don't we just go outside the door? We'll sit in the doorway. How about that? And then your left leg will be entirely safe.
Oh, you know, though, there's that acid rain. I'm just going to... right off. But... Okay. I'm trying to be more loosey-goosey. Loose goose.
Yeah, you're one loose goose, all right. All right, I'm opening the door.
Okay.
There. It's a bright sunny day.
It's a bright sunny day.
There's grass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see it.
There's the Oh, is that a comet in there? It was a joke.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Oh, and who could forget all that excitement around the director's birthday?
Oh, hello, Miss Brass. Anything to report or say?
Well, yeah. Alberta seems to be recovering very well, sir. He's mostly out of his casts. We had a successful scout team come back, and they found some sources of fresh water.
Right.
There was that moment when Barty. Decided to surprise everyone with a light show in the cafeteria.
Anything
in the evening
to report about your director?
Hey, there he is! Birthday boy, birthday pinches!
Oh, no.
It's gonna be a great day.
Hands to yourself. Thank you.
Director, I got you these presents.
Well, oh, how pretty you should.
They are my casts. They stink like hell.
Oh, I guess it's the thought that counts. Thank you, Alberta. I'll just set those over here by the trash can.
I wanted you to think about me on your birthday.
That's very sweet, Tom.
So listen, we got it all planned out. So listen, we got it all planned out.
What? Oh, I get it, right? Oh, it's a, right, a surprise. I mean, nothing to share.
Oh.
I didn't hear a thing, wink, wink.
I was playing it so cool.
Oh.
You couldn't just be cool, man. You couldn't just be cool. Neither of you could be cool. I'm trying to be loosey-goosey here, and all of a sudden you guys come around and destroy the surprise that I've been building for the past month and a half for the director.
Oh, I say it's still a surprise.
No, it's ruined. It's ruined. We might as well not even have your birthday.
I agree.
I'll just go tell all of the crew in the cafeteria to clean up.
No need to do that. I'm sure it's fine. I didn't hear a thing. Look at me. I've got my earplugs in.
It's ruined. It's ruined. Everything's
okay,
ruined.
I'll throw out this cake that someone made in the fridge.
I made that cake.
Oh, I'm just gonna... It still tastes fine from the garbage. It's actually...
It's all over the cast.
Oh, it's actually really good. Oh, wow.
Well, I don't want any. Thank you, Alberta. No, really. It's...
Eat it from my hand.
Very good.
Alberta's still on his pain medication, sir.
Well, I appreciate everything that you attempted.
Does anyone know how to make souffle?
Well, that birthday sounds fascinating, Al, but, you know, there's all these dead people in these pods. It's sort of the part of the story I was hoping we could get to.
Well, Bob, before you know the dead people in the pods, you gotta know who they were when they were alive. Like,
oh, well, I guess that makes sense.
There was that time of the big dance when Simone and David kissed for the first time in front of everybody.
Wait, who's Simone? Who's what?
So, it's a nice dance you put together here, Marty.
Thank you. Yeah, I engineered it rather well, huh?
Beatrice! Barty! Ooh, have you tried this punch that Barty put together from those potato carrot things? Nice work, huh? I'm gonna go dance over this way.
I'm surprised you're not dancing, actually.
You take me as a real Fred Astaire type?
I don't know, I just... figured you put this all together, you might as well be out on the dance floor instead of standing in the corner with me.
Nah, I'm more of a organize and then sit on the sidelines kind of a guy, you know? Tall, dark, brooding, mysterious.
Oh, you shaking, Simone!
Oh, there's Simone. Alberta, just doing a little jazz box step.
I love to dance.
He loves to dance.
Yeah, and hey, he's not the only one. Check out David there.
Oh no. Oh, Simone. David, Simone, no. Stop, ooh. Stop, Simone. Simone, stop. Oh, no, there's people everywhere. Stop. Oh no, their mouths are just.
Way to use your tongue, Simone.
Ooh.
I guess if we're looking to improve morale...
Yeah, so that was a day I definitely remembered. Definitely remembered when Simone and David kissed for the first time.
I don't know, Al. I'm sort of starting to feel like we're avoiding some bigger... issues with these stories?
I guess I'm just getting lost in all the fun that I used to have with all my friends and being alive and having a body. Like, oh, there was that... I remember when me and Barty started our super special project.
Alberta, come with me,
Okay, yeah, what, Barty?
It's so exciting.
It's very early in the morning / very late at night, depending on how semantic you want to be about it right now.
It doesn't matter. You've got to see this. And hopefully you can work on it with me. Come on, follow me.
Okay, I'm coming. I'm just moving very slowly because I hate what we're doing. Okay, what?
So for the past couple of weeks, I've been collaborating with Dr. Golgi in biology, and I think we stumbled upon something, and then maybe with you, if you could take a look at coding certain aspects of it, we could be onto something really big here.
What? What is it? What? Papers, diagrams, 3D models of...
No, just look up. Here, look at it.
Oh, what? Oh, party.
And then, if I press this button...
Barty, do you know what this means?
Wow, okay, so I guess that explains where the pods came from, Al, but it really doesn't explain why there's thousands and thousands of dead people in the pods staring at me with their blank little eye holes right now.
Well, Bob, as you can imagine, after that, things got way more complicated.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
It's just... are you director, doctor, or Mr. Bridges?
Barty's fine.
Fuck you.
That's our outtake.
God damn it.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It begins, as terrible things often do, with a knife.
People of Herta, chosen children of the knife, a lost soul has come to us.
I'm not sure if I can do this.
It's always better if you just do it quick.
You came to St. Kilda to escape your past, but the past isn't so easy to outrun.
You always say you're changing, but underneath you're just the same.
She was a child, Lockie.
You liar!
Did you really believe this community would accept you?
I think you're meant to be here.
A little bird told me that you're a liar.
All of this, it comes with a cost, Lockie.
Did you really believe you could find redemption?
The time for excuses is over.
The Secret of St. Kilda, available wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to season one now, and remember, there is no change without sacrifice.